This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starbucks workers in Buffalo are trying to form the first union at the chain, Starbucks Workers United. It's the latest organizing move in the food and beverage industry after Anchor Brewing, Voodoo Donut, and more. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
William Westlake has been a barista for 4 years, and he's experienced a trend.
We are just underpaid, overworked. We're asked to work more hours. If somebody ever calls out, we are picking up for other people.
Westlake is one of Starbucks Workers United's organizers. He says unionizing at a company as prominent as Starbucks could help change the industry, and that now is their best chance.
The pandemic is definitely a part of why people feel comfortable now, whereas before there would have been just too much fear of retaliation.
You know, if that happens, though, right now, everybody knows they can get another job very quickly.
Ruth Milkman researches labor movements at CUNY. She says the instability of restaurant work keeps organizing rates low, at about 3.5% last year, compared to the national overall rate of nearly 11%. But the labor shortage, plus campaigns like Fight for 15, have inspired young workers.
And there's a kind of union fever phenomenon in that generation.
In an email, Starbucks said it will continue to empower its workers to constructively use their voices. Starbucks Workers United has proposed a vote in 2 weeks. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.